Boomer Esiason blasts China's Eileen Gu, she's insufferable. By Warner Todd Houston on February 24, 2026. Van Host and former NFL star Boomer Esiason took a swipe at U.S.-born Olympian Eileen Gu, who abandoned her homeland to compete for China, calling her nice to look at but utterly insufferable. Gu has spent a lot of time ripping the United States while winning silver medals for China, and it looks like the former Bengals MVP has had enough, NJ.com reported. She's a very attractive woman, and she's extremely bright, she went to Stanford. But if you listen to her post-participation interviews, she's insufferable, Esiason said on his radio show. It's hard to listen to. But then again, it's an individual sport and an individual person talking about herself as opposed to talking about her teammates and the support she receives. New, former NFL quarterback Boomer Esiason rips American-born Olympic free skier Eileen Gu, who competes for China, calling her very attractive but insufferable. It's kind of funny that a communist country would pay a woman to be propaganda as a capitalist. She's a very pic.twitter.com/ofmsofmes. Colin Rugg, at Colin Rugg, February 24, 2026. Gu has been perhaps one of the most controversial athletes of the 2026 Winter Games. She has defended her decision to compete for China, saying that fewer young girls in China are interested in skiing and the U.S. already has the representation in the field. So, she wanted to inspire Chinese girls to try the sport. Though she has refused to criticize China for its horrendous human rights record and its genocide against its Uyghur minority population, she has offered plenty of criticism of the USA. Breitbart News reported that Gu criticized President Donald Trump's words about Team USA freestyle skier Hunter Hess, after Hess said it was a little hard for him to wear Team USA gear. Hess also stated that there was a lot going on in the United States that he wasn't the biggest fan of. In response to Trump labeling Hess a real loser, Gu said she found Trump's critique of Hess inconsistent with the spirit of the games. She also recently began claiming that she was a victim of assault, robbery, and hate back in 2022 when she was a student at California's Stanford University in 2022. The claims are new, as she has never made them in public before. But at least one media outlet tried to substantiate them and found no evidence to support them. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.